Well, listeners, a week or two ago, you heard medical student Sarah Fabiano participate in our conversation with Dr. Gregory Eastwood and Dr. Lynn Cleary. The topic was, does my doctor always put my needs first? Well, at that time, we learned Sarah is a fourth-year medical student at Upstate, meaning she graduates from medical school in just a few weeks. She joins us again this morning with some great news to report. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Thank you. We're excited. We're going to talk about Match Day. And, you know, this is something that we hear about in the news on occasion, and we talk about in a medical context, but I don't know that there are a lot of people who really understand what Match Day is. So can you tell us from your experience what it is?
Sure. Actually, my mom was one of the many people that didn't understand what it was. Basically, as fourth-year medical students, we end up interviewing for several months, usually starts in November.
You interview for?
Residency positions.
Okay, so it's kind of like, what, applying for college, but not really.
Exactly, the same. And then you get invited to interviews.
Okay, well, hold on. I want to back up, because I think people can relate to that whole college process.
Oh,
all right.
Right.
So when you're in the fall of your last year of medical school,
right,
you figure out what you want to be and where you want to go?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. So that's a place where you have to make an analysis of what branch of medicine you want to choose.
Correct.
And you chose?
Emergency medicine.
Emergency medicine. And I remember you mentioning that when we had our conversation with Drs. Eastwood and Clary. Emergency medicine, what made you choose that?
Oh, I just love the variety.
You do?
Yes.
Is it like ER when we watch it on TV?
Oh, I think ER is a little more glamorous and dramatic,
And is it that much of a soap opera would be the next question.
I don't think it's quite to that extent.
Okay, but you decided to choose emergency medicine.
Right.
So you then had to look around to see what kinds of emergency medicine openings there would be?
Sure, there's hundreds of programs. And
all over the country?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of pick by location.
Okay.
Perhaps you might pick based on what kind of programs they have built into their residency, and certainly what they would offer you after you're finished.
Oh, okay. So you are looking at that long road down the long road choice you want to make,
sure,
whether or not there might be openings there. All right. So you said location. So what location did you want to be in?
I really wanted to be in the Northeast.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Buffalo originally, so I certainly chose to interview at Buffalo,
mm-hmm,
Rochester, here in Syracuse, Albany, and then some other places that were just up and down a little further, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and places that were more towards the east.
Okay, so you make application much like you do a college application?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
And then how do you, I mean, you must have come up with a first choice like you would with a college too.
Sure.
And what was your first choice?
Rochester.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So you thought, all right, Northeast, and Rochester was good, not so far from Buffalo.
Right.
And you had a reason for wanting to be in Buffalo.
I did.
And that?
I'm getting married June 5th.
Ah,
so my
it's exciting.
Lives there.
Yep. Excellent, excellent. All right. So you filled all of this out in the fall.
Correct.
And then what, they invited you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get invited by the people in Rochester?
I did.
You
yes.
did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any place else?
Yes. Actually, I applied to 30 places.
30?
Which is a little more than I really needed to.
But how many do you usually apply to?
It depends on what you're going into. My advisor basically just said if you do 20 to 30...
Wow.
Enough, but I got invited to 29 interviews.
Did you?
Of the 30.
Outstanding. That's outstanding. So, well, you must have a good track record so far.
Yeah, I mean, you end up having to cancel some because it's just impossible.
Yeah, it wouldn't be easy to get to all those places. All right. So then you go for this interview process.
Correct.
And when does all that take place?
Between November and January.
Okay. And then you wait.
And then we wait.
And then you wait.
And then we submit a list.
Ah, that's when you decide.
Of what we liked.
I see. Okay. So you've submitted a list, and then what, all the hospitals have submitted a list as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then they match them.
Yes.
Well, I get this Match Day thing now.
Yes.
All right. And then you got the results.
Yes.
Now, and the results come out for every fourth-year medical student across the country on the same day, don't they?
Correct. It was March 18th.
March 18th. So it was just a couple of weeks ago. And it's fascinating to me because that is where it differs from the college process where, you know, they now even do what I think they call it rolling admissions where they start in the fall.
Right.
Yeah. That's very, very different from that.
Right.
On March 18th. So on March 18th, you all the fourth year students went to one place.
Correct. We went to the IHP, the Human Performance Building.
Yes.
In Upstate. And at noon, they gave us our envelopes.
12 noon.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that they do it at 9 a.m. Pacific time? I mean, is it that?
they probably do because technically, if you don't go at 1 o'clock, you'll get an email.
Ah,
so.
Oh, really?
Telling you where you're going.
I see. Okay. Right. All right. Does everybody get their information that day?
Yes.
Even if you haven't matched?
If you haven't matched, you found out on Monday that you... Everyone found out on Monday whether or not they matched.
The Monday before.
The Monday before.
Okay.
They just had no idea where.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And then on that Thursday, on the 18th, you found out where. Did they, what, just hand you all an envelope?
Yes.
And you opened it up?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And did everybody wait for everybody else to open
no.
up their envelopes? Oh, are they supposed
no.
to?
I don't really know. I think it gets a little chaotic
yeah.
after the...
And is it, you know, I've always been at the end of the alphabet all my life. Would I have been the one that had to wait the longest?
No, they no. split it up like A through F.
Oh, good.
Then, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that seems a little fair. And what were your results?
I got Rochester. My
you did.
One.
Your number yes. one choice.
Yes.
So you'll be in Rochester at the University of Rochester?
Correct.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and studying emergency medicine and
yes.
working in the ER there.
Yep.
And we can just kind of picture you like ER on TV.
Yes, that would be nice. They look a little better. So.
They do. You know what? No, you are a very attractive young woman,
oh,
and they don't
you.
Look any better than you do.
Thank you.
I want to share with our readers, our listeners, we only have a couple of minutes. I want to share with them some of the other statistics
mm-hmm.
because I am thrilled for you, and congratulations
Thank
you. That you got your number one choice.
Thanks.
Not everybody did, but you know, it seems like there's an awful lot of good news this year. They, according to the NRMP, that's the National Resident Matching Program, there were 37,000 applicants, 4,100 graduate medical school programs, and 25,500 residency training positions that were matched. At Upstate itself, 59 fourth-year students chose primary care, and that's a huge step, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there have not been so many primary care,
Correct.
And that's the really good news. 77 students will remain in New York, 4 are going off to Canada, and 24 will stay right here in Syracuse,
right.
some at Upstate and some at St. Joe's. So it seems like it was a great program this year.
It really was.
Well, you know what, Sarah Fabiano, thank you so much for coming by and telling
thank
us
you.
About your match day experience. We're excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Come back and visit. Don't be
I
a stranger.
Will. Thank you.
You've been wonderful. Well, listeners, as we begin to experience the nicer weather, the advance of spring, the season of fundraising begins too, and with so many wonderful causes looking to get us involved in walks and runs, we're joined this morning by two people who are helping to coordinate a fundraising team for the American Cancer Society. Let me introduce you to Joan O'Brien, Associate Dean of the College of Health Professions and Chair of the Department of Radiation Therapy Education. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
And welcome. We're glad to have you here this morning. And Mary Davis joins us as well. Good morning, Mary.
Hi.
Mary is a student in radiation therapy. Relay for Life, this is called. What's it all about, Mary?
Well, the Relay for Life is part of the American Cancer Society's Colleges Against Cancer chapter, which we've started here at SUNY Upstate.
What is Colleges Against Cancer?
Colleges Against Cancer is a club that's been organized by our school, which supports the four tiers of the American Cancer Society.
And what are those four tiers?
Those tiers are survivorship, the Relay for Life, cancer education and advocacy.
Cancer education and advocacy. Very good. All right. So those four tiers, colleges for cancer, there must be other colleges involved as well?
There are other colleges involved. Actually, one of the colleges involved is Syracuse University, and they're hosting the Relay for Life event at the Dome.
Okay.
Which is very exciting for us that this is the first year we're going to be able to participate.
Well, let's talk about this event. So you said it's at the Dome, and what's the date?
The date is April 10th to April 11th.
Wait a minute. A two-day relay? How does that happen?
It's actually a 12-hour event. Relay for Life, the meaning behind it is that cancer doesn't sleep, so we can take a moment not to sleep either.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it lasts then for 12 hours?
It's a 12-hour event. It's actually kind of like a party. They have live music playing all night. They have food vendors come in. A member from each team, and there's several teams at this point, join together, and we walk around the track.
I see.
And somebody's walking at all points during the night.
I see. And so what kind of help are you looking for from the community?
We're actually looking for donations. All donations go directly to the American Cancer Society. The American Cancer Society does so much to provide for individuals currently suffering with cancer or individuals that have been... are in remission.
And so are you looking for sponsors for individual walkers then, or for the teams?
For the teams, yeah.
And who's on these teams?
Well, actually, our teams are involved with faculty members.
Okay.
students and staff. So it's not just teachers and students involved. We actually have staff from SUNY Upstate as well. So
you
it's a coalition of everybody coming together to stand up against such a progressive disease.
Now, I know that some of the walks and fundraisers that take place really emphasize the fact that there are survivors who are also participating. Do you have survivors participating?
We do. The first lap of the Relay for Life is called the Survivorship Walk. The American Cancer Society says that you're a survivor the day you're diagnosed with cancer.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
Having survivors there and having individuals come forward, it really allows people to show that there's a beacon of hope out there. One in every three individuals will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Mm.
It's a big, broad topic, isn't it? Joan, you're working with these students. You're the faculty advisor. You must be excited to have your students involved in something like this.
Oh, I am really thrilled because the energy of this group is fantastic. They've been doing a lot of work. They do things on their own. This is a really, really nice group of students from across the College of Health Professions, but also the College of Medicine. And I'm really proud because the co-chair of this group from medicine is actually one of my graduates.
Outstanding.
And he's a cancer survivor, so he'll be doing a lap. But these are just a nice group of students, and they really want to help. They want to help the Cancer Society with its educational part, also with assisting the cancer patients. So it's a really, really good.
That's terrific. And a lot of these students, Mary, probably even you too, will be staying right here in the community to help the community over time with their cancer, won't you?
We're actually currently out in the community, and it's really nice that we have individuals from the medical college as well. So you're seeing oncologists, you're seeing radiation therapists, you're seeing individuals in X-ray and so forth. But we're really looking for donations to be made, and they can be made at www.syracuserelay.org.
Okay, www.syracuserelay.org, and we'll make sure that we put a link from our HealthLink On Air website as well. Thank you so much to the two of you for coming by this morning. We've run out of time. This is a great occasion. Can't wait to see how this fundraiser shakes out. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.